Police and school officials are conducting an active shooter training exercise tonight in Albany at Albany High. The Albany School District and the Albany Police Department are co-sponsoring a community meeting tonight to help residents learn how to respond if confronted with a potentially life-threatening emergency situation. Albany Police spokesman Steve Smith.
This is actually a training that we've held across the city for a while now. We've trained thousands of not just city employees, but employees for private businesses. And it's called Civilian Response to Active Shooter Events.
The idea for the program goes back 19 years.
Following Columbine, law enforcement agencies around the country really had to take a deeper look into how we respond to incidents involving active shooters or just high-stress incidents in general. Working with the Texas State University, they have a program called ALERT. It's Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training. We've been able to gather more training so that we can use that training to educate members of our community on how to respond to not just active shooter events, but high stressful situations.
Pete Blair is executive director of the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center at Texas State University.
When we talk to people, we think the first thing is it's important to spend a little bit of time thinking through what you would do if something did happen, so that you're not caught flat-footed and you'll have better response when you actually have to react. As far as what we tell people to do, we want them to first avoid the attack. If you hear gunfire in the hallway, you're worried if you go out there you might be shot. The next best option is to deny access to your location. Close and lock the door. Keep that person from getting to you. And as a last resort, if you find yourself in close proximity with that person who's trying to murder you, you have a legal right to defend yourself, and you can do that, and we've seen that done successfully in several events.
Blair emphasizes a shooting can happen anytime, anywhere, and it's best to be prepared. Besides the do's, there are some don'ts.
There are two things that usually aren't very helpful. The first one is playing dead, where people just drop and pretend like they've been shot. And the problem with that is that what we see in these events is the shooters usually shoot people who are standing up, and then once the people who are standing up are down, they shoot the people who are down to make sure that they are, in fact, dead. The second thing is doing what we call the hide and hope. It's a good idea to not be seen by the attacker, but you want to do that in a way that gives you options in case you are found. And so things that we see people doing, like ducking under desks and hiding behind desks, are not very good because if the shooter does find you, you don't have an option about what you're going to do.
Smith says other issues, including safely evacuating a burning building, will be discussed tonight during the training forum. It starts 6:30 p.m. in the Albany High School Auditorium at 700 Washington Avenue. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.